Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
And we want to welcome to the show Wendy Norris out there in Radioland.
Welcome, Wendy. It's good to have you aboard.
Good to have you tuning in. Doug, there's a major press conference happened today in California, introducing California's Personhood Amendment with two big name, well-known co-sponsors.
Yeah, Lila Rose.
Lila Rose and Walter Hoy.
And Walter Hoy.
And Keith Mason with Personhood USA is out there. He's quoted in an extraordinary article in today's LA Times.
Wow.
And he's on NPR. That's National Public Radio.
Is that right? I wasn't aware of that.
With NARAL guy, spokesman for NARAL. That's the North American Abortion Rights Action League.
So Keith Mason is going up against a NARAL spokesman.
The National Abortion Rights Action League. Yeah, Keith Mason against, yeah, right. And
great.
Not a big deal.
No, well, the big deal is personhood's come to California.
That's huge. And Keith, what I mean by saying not a big deal is it's a piece of cake for Keith to oppose Ted Miller.
Well, that's not
a Because Ted Miller is a child killer. He supports killing innocent children. All children that age are innocent.
Right.
He supports killing kids. So piece of cake for Keith to do this interview.
Hopefully it goes tremendously
personhood,
the whole idea of personhood is exposing the willful ignorance of the left in general, but the pro-abortion movement, the pro-abortion, the abortion supporters, the killers of innocent people.
Yeah, so Doug, it's sort of neat. Colorado Right to Life's banquet was Saturday night. It was fabulous, and their keynote speaker, Lila Rose, is the co-sponsor. She's at the press conference today in California.
Yeah.
She's from California, UCLA and all that.
Yeah.
Live action films. And just, you know, talk about the excitement and the momentum that's going all over this country.
She was phenomenal.
She was great.
And
she's 21 years old.
I really think that in getting to meet the people here in Colorado who really, for lack of a better word, I mean, launched this current personhood effort,
right,
and really getting to see what we're doing, what we're all about, and getting some insight as to why this idea exploded out of Colorado. I think she knows a lot more now than she did last Friday, and she's about to learn a lot more as she goes forward, because this it's not an easy fight.
Well, let me quote a little bit from the LA Times. We got the LA Times. We've got RH Reality Check with Wendy Norris.
Yeah.
And there's a fun quote at the end of here. And you've got, let's start
I've
with your article.
I've just got some liberal blogs. Let's see. What do I have? You want to start with this RH Reality Check?
All right. Yeah. Yeah. We got a couple articles from them. These are pro-aborts.
They are obsessed with personhood.
Who are obsessed with personhood. And now they're documenting every step along the way.
This is a website that purports to give women guidance on reproductive health.
Right.
Right.
Now, guidance, like kill your child.
Right. If you're planning to keep the baby and carry it to term, they don't really have much for you on reproductive health reality
check. And by the way, these people say that the personhood folks, now you know it, you didn't want to read this quote on the air, but they say the personhood folks are actually against human intimacy, sex.
That's what they say.
Now, Doug, who has families with 6, 8, 10, and 12 kids, and who has no kids and a dog?
Yeah.
It's the pro-aborts or the Christian?
The pro-aborts have the Pekingese, and the pro-life people have 6 kids, 8 kids, 12 kids, 19
and
kids.
And every survey ever taken in the history of the world, when they've done surveys, they've said that married people have better sex lives.
That's right.
And married people live longer.
Mm-hmm.
Even the country western lovers live longer, they say in country
and
western lingo.
That's what the pro-aborts hate the most.
And
we live longer and we have more fun.
And Christians, conservative Christians, are happier.
Generally happier.
I mean, every survey taken.
Right.
Liberals seem to hate themselves. They hate human beings. They want to kill kids. They hate marriage.
They want to kill themselves.
They want
to get right down to
it. They fight for the right for suicide.
Yeah, they have a suicidal mindset.
Right.
Yeah. And so I've got a report here written on RH Reality Check. This came out the day Florida announced, which is what, not even 10 days ago.
Yeah, Florida just came out with their personhood,
and then boy, now California today.
And boy, are there behind the scenes fascinating dynamics going on in Florida's personhood amendment?
Okay,
maybe pretty soon we could talk about them. But okay, so
before we give RH Reality Check any press here,
yeah,
I want to thank Senator Bob Smith from Florida.
Yeah.
He came out on the 24th of this month on his website.
4 days ago.
He said, I wholeheartedly support the initiative for a personhood amendment in our state.
Doug, this is a phenomenon. This is a movement forming before our very eyes.
Yeah. It's amazing.
And you know what? Nobody could run a movement.
No.
You ride a movement.
Right. You try to herd it in one direction or another, but it takes you along.
You ride it, and when it's has the blessing of the Holy Spirit,
can't be stopped.
Because it honors God, it's extraordinary what happens. So,
Bob Smith is a former senator from Florida, U.S. senator, and now he's running for the Senate again. So here's a guy with something to lose.
Yeah.
He's got some skin in the game.
Yeah.
He's up for election in 2010. He says, as your U.S. Senator, Floridians, I will pursue this at the federal level as vigorously as I led the fight to enact the partial birth abortion ban during my previous tenure.
Okay, so he went from doing something bad to now he's saying he's going to do something good.
And Bob, they're all going to come around.
They're going to come around.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they come around, we praise them. We thank them when they do something right.
Bob Smith. They
might not know that things that we did for 25 years were bad.
Bob may not realize that.
He probably doesn't.
He may not.
But you know what? He's supporting personhood. He can only be one or two steps away from the American Right to Life homepage.
That's right.
He's going to find Judge Roy Moore condemning the PBA ban.
Yeah, he's going to find.
And Alan Keyes condemning it.
Mm-hmm.
And Judy Brown, American Life League.
Yeah.
And Brian Rohrbaugh, president of American Right to Life. And he'll be stunned to see that James Dobson said, we did it for 15 years. We did not save a single human life.
Yeah.
Not one life, the PBA ban.
You know what I'm impressed with Bob Smith?
Yeah.
Is that he's got the nerve to say this before the election. That tells me, you know, the pro-aborts, they want to act like we're just fringe and kind of kooky, and it's kind of laughable because they say we were soundly defeated is what I keep hearing. We were soundly defeated in Colorado.
Right.
But we're not fringe.
We're not fringe.
No, Bob Smith is running for the Senate. If you think he would align himself with a bunch of fringe kooks if he thought it would hurt his chances,
and
he's a Republican.
For us to be soundly trounced, do you realize how excited we are all over the country? Doug, I'm going to preempt your RH Reality Check with the LA Times for a moment.
Yeah.
The LA Times is a little bit bigger. They're not more credible. Both are
not that credible.
They're good
but
for the bottom of the cat litter, whatever. The
LA Times has a larger readership.
Yeah, but LA Times, a new push to define person and to outlaw abortion in the process, September 28th, 2009, abortion foes across the country. And I don't mind being called an abortion foe.
And I don't mind that in the headline of the story, they say we want to,
outlaw abortion.
Outlaw abortion. Amen.
And when they call us anti-abortion, that's true.
I'm anti-abortion.
I never object to that.
No.
If they had called me anti-slavery, if I had the courage and the honor to be anti-slavery back when it was legal, I wouldn't have cared.
No way.
Oh, he's anti-Holocaust. Of course.
Yeah, I'm against that.
So I'm against abortion. They're pro-abortion. They won't admit it. They don't like that.
No, they like to be pro-choice.
Anyway, this is LA Times today.
LA Times.
Abortion foes across the country have revived efforts to amend state constitutions to declare that personhood and all rights accorded to human beings begins at conception. So she's almost got the story right.
Well, you know, Bob.
She's close.
If the pro-aborts hadn't changed the definition of conception, we wouldn't have to be so legalistic in our language. We could just say that.
That's right. And eventually we'll take back that word.
Yeah, we want that word back.
But then listen to this. From Florida.
Yeah.
From Florida to California, abortion foes are gathering signatures, pressing state legislators and raising money to put personhood measures on ballots next year. In Louisiana, for example, a class at a Catholic high school is lobbying state legislators as part of a civics exercise. And then here's a spokesman for NARAL, who Keith Mason with Personhood USA is on NPR today with this Ted Miller for NARAL.
Ted?
The National Abortion Rights Action League. And Ted Miller says, well, this is a backdoor abortion ban. Backdoor abortion ban. No. Everybody shouting from the rooftops. We're here to stop the killing of innocent children.
Yes, and we're willing to kick down the front door.
Backdoor my foot. Backdoor, front door, side door.
Coming in through the windows, buddy.
Here's a picture of Uncle Ben from the side of the house. Here's a picture from the front of the house. We don't care what door it is.
No.
It's every door. All right, so.
Anyway, before I give RH Reality Check any press, I want to talk about Lila Rose at the Colorado Right to Life dinner.
Yeah.
You know, so many pro-life leaders over the past 30 years, when they get up and speak, they try to couch their anti-abortion message in scientific terms, constitutional terms, legal terms. Lila Rose presented her passion and her motivation in biblical terms.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Bob.
She was good.
That's what it's all. If we cannot abandon the fact that this is about the will of God. It's not about legalism. It's not about the Constitution. It can incorporate all that.
Yeah.
But it's about the will of God. It's about you shall not murder. The enduring command from the Creator, you shall not murder.
Wow.
That's a much more powerful message than a penumbra of an emanation that we're trying to, get an angle on in the strategery to limit the protect some parental consent.
The penumbra.
All of that.
I got to look up that penumbra.
You shall not
murder.
That's
how they legalized the killing of kids. They said they found it in a penumbra.
Yeah, right.
And the penumbra, when you could see the moon, like lately, the moon, it's a half moon.
Yeah.
And the dark side, you could see faintly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you could see that because the moonlight is shining off the earth and it's going back to the moon.
That's so cool.
Back to the moon. And that reflected light back to the moon is lighting up the dark side of the moon.
Okay.
And so that's the penumbra. So that's what the U.S. Supreme Court, they said, we think there's a penumbra in the Constitution which allows you to kill these children who are sucking their thumbs and playing with their toes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So
anyway, we're not looking for penumbra. We're looking for what does the Creator instruct us when it comes to innocent people?
We're made in God's image and likeness, and he said it's wrong to kill the innocent.
Mm-hmm. And there's simply no other way to make those who want to... You know, the thing is there's a lot of people who want to kill kids, but there's a lot of young kids who really just need to be educated. And we can't educate them by quoting the Constitution or pointing them to the 14th Amendment. We need to tell them what God says when they're young, little.
Well, that's absolutely true. And we can't educate them by telling them we're going to win this based on the laws of science, because the laws of science don't say that it's wrong to lynch a black man or to gas a Jewish family. The laws of science don't say that.
No.
No.
It would be hard to pull out from the laws of science.
Yeah.
In a little bit, I want you to talk about some of the statewide efforts that are going on, because it's incredibly motivating to see what's happening. But let's get to RH Reality Check. This is Reproductive Health, alleged Reproductive Health Reality Check, a website devoted to promoting abortion, as far as I can tell.
All right.
Anyway, a reporter there, Amanda Marquette, wrote on the 22nd of September, for those of us who hope that the attempts at passing so-called personhood amendments would disappear after a failed attempt in Colorado in 2008, well, I hate to tell you, but the anti-choice extremists aren't going away.
She's whining. She hates the...
We're not going away.
Doug.
She says anti-abortion rights advocates in Florida are preparing to launch a campaign to include such an amendment on the 2010 ballot. Now, listen to this, Bob.
Yeah.
She says, but there is reason for cautious optimism when it comes to the personhood amendment's push, because, she says, it's a classic example of a political group overplaying their hand.
Overplaying.
She's
now,
accusing us of now, overplaying.
The Obama administration is clearly overplaying its hand in every game that they're dealt into.
Yeah.
Those who stood up for the rights of blacks were not overplaying their hand when they said slavery needs to be ended.
Yeah.
You're not overplaying your hand when you stand up for what is right.
Mm. I think
so
that
she thinks
Amanda Marquette, writer for RH Reality Check,
yeah.
I think she's been reading articles by Clark Forsyth.
Yeah, I think so.
Who's he with, by the way?
Americans United for Life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think she read his article.
Doug,
and
we're
going
to try to get a debate with Clark Forsyth. He has made the personhood movement his number one enemy.
Right.
For National Right to Life and Americans United for Life, they've made personhood their number one enemy. Every article he does, his book is just published, it's all against personhood.
So when Clark Forsyth gets a couple of assignment requests on his desk, one to attack Planned Parenthood, one to attack Personhood USA, he takes the Personhood USA assignment first.
Yeah,
it just seems
right.
that way.
And we're going to welcome him aboard eventually.
Eventually, Clark.
Welcome aboard. Yeah, welcome aboard.
Around. But Clark thinks we're overplaying our hand, too.
Yeah, so we're trying to get a debate with Clark Forsyth. They are the legal arm of National Right to Life, basically.
Oh, well, that explains
Americans
it.
United for Life.
That explains it.
And Clark Forsyth is the president. And we'll try to air a debate with him soon on his opposition to personhood and especially his support for the regulating of killing children.
Right.
Like if you sign this piece of paper, and then you could kill the baby.
Right.
If you wait 24 hours, then you could kill the baby.
If you're informed that it's actually a separate, unique human being, and you'll acknowledge that in writing, then you can kill the baby.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
You know what I want to recommend to people out there? If you want to have fun, do a Google alert, a Google News alert, just for the word personhood. And you will get...
You'll get inundated,
You'll
Doug.
Get a catalog of the stupidity of the left.
It's, you know...
The blogs,
well,
Bob,
that's true.
The blogs that are written against personhood.
But everything you'll get, your inbox will be flooded.
You know, it's a lot of information.
If you do a Google alert on personhood. But you know what? It's sort of like doing a Google alert on public school teacher having sex with student.
You get
that
too
will
many
fill
in
up
your
inbox.
You can't keep track of them.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, so a Google alert on personhood, it'll fill up your
but
inbox,
But we need someone out
but
there.
But it's good.
We need someone out there to actually document. For example, Bob, there's a blog called Hermes Journey. I have no idea who it is or where it's from, but it's a liberal blog that's out there that people... Anyway, they say that regarding personhood language, defining all human beings as persons from the beginning of biological development, so they get that right. But they say the next step, our next step, Personhood USA's next step, is to assert that fetus Americans have more rights than full-grown American women.
Well, where'd they get that from?
I have no idea.
Why would it say more rights?
More rights. We're looking at equal rights here, right?
Yeah, equal rights. You cannot kill an innocent human being. You cannot intentionally kill an innocent human
now,
being.
Now, a baby in the womb right now has... no rights, as far as I can
tell. Well, as Gualberto Garcia Jones, co-sponsor with Leslie Hanks of Colorado's 2010 personhood amendment, as he said when they introduced this at the press conference at the Capitol.
And he was carrying his little baby.
All over the news. And he said, 10 days ago, a dog or a cat had more rights than my son. And he had his newborn son. He was holding his newborn son.
Wow, that's powerful.
And so 10 days ago, a dog or a cat had more rights than my son.
Mm.
And he was right, of course.
Mm.
And so...
So this this accusation against Personhood USA by whoever this... I don't even know who this dopey blogger is. I get so many of these in my inbox. Yeah. I try to take the ones that are the most ridiculous.
Yeah.
Here's one, Bob, from... let's see here. A blog called God Discussion.
All right.
Again, it's anonymous, so we don't know who these people are.
All right.
But they call us the egg people.
The egg people.
They call us egg people.
And, you know, someday we'll probably get a lot of mileage out of this.
Yeah.
Because the ignorance, primarily it's immorality and wickedness, but it's also ignorance. Like with evolution, they believe we're animals. But a cell is different from an organism. You know, gametes, an ovum. A cell is not an organism. An organism is an individual.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the difference between an egg. And if you go to the standard resources on human reproduction, they don't use the term egg. In fact, the Carnegie stages, which is the Rolls Royce of the scientific investigation into the beginning of the human development, they say, look, the term egg, an egg is something you have on your breakfast table.
Yeah.
And they said, we don't use the term egg. So they're being ignorant. They don't know the difference between a cell and an organism. And so, you know, it's to be expected because wickedness thrives on ignorance.
Yeah.
The two are, you know, they help one another. They're symbiotic. Wickedness and ignorance are symbiotic.
Mm.
Now, this blog here that calls us the egg people,
yeah,
it's called the God Discussion. They get this right. They say that on Monday, today, a group calling itself the Civil Rights Foundation and others will submit to the state's attorney in California, state's attorney general, the proposed California Human Rights Amendment.
Yep.
Now, here's what they say, Bob. The amendment would declare that human life starts at the beginning of biological development. In other words, hold on to your seats, zygote or a fertilized egg is human life that is entitled to full constitutional rights.
Amen.
They actually got that part right.
They did get that part right.
Now, why do they use the word zygote?
Now, that little, they use terms to try to dehumanize.
That's exactly what they're trying. These are terms right. Designed to dehumanize that person.
Right.
There were words like that used in the South before the Civil War.
Well, yeah.
And they're still used to some degree today.
Yeah.
To dehumanize.
That's people. Right. Gooks, for example.
Sure.
Right? To make it easier to kill someone, you dehumanize that person.
That's right. That's why when we were fighting the Germans, we trained our soldiers to call them krauts. You're going to kill the krauts.
Yeah, the sauerkrauts.
Yeah. So they use these terms to dehumanize these people because then it makes it easier for them to kill them.
Yeah.
But
so
anyway,
zygote is also known as a tiny little girl.
Yeah.
Or a tiny little boy.
A zygote has uniquely individual identifiable DNA.
Well, uniquely unless it's a twin.
Well, okay. You got me there.
All right.
But it's identifiably human, though.
Oh, yeah.
Even if it's a twin.
Yeah, that's right.
And so they got this part right. That's exactly what we want to do. We want to declare that human life starts at the beginning of biological development. Now, when else?
A person is a person no matter how small.
So human life starts at the beginning of biological development. Well, where else could we go but to the beginning?
Right.
Should we say, I don't know.
That's like Will
Duffy.
Scientifically speaking. Will Duffy, founder of Collaborators Project, he always points
out.
Love Will
Duffy.
When you read the Colorado Personhood Amendment, that the rights of a person is defined as a human being from the beginning of the biological development of that human being. Will Duffy always cracks up. He says, how do the liberals even begin to disagree with that? How can you disagree? It's almost like a tautology. It's just so obviously true on the face of it that a human being begins at the biological beginning of the human being.
That pretty much covers it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a...
And you got a pro abort saying, no, it doesn't. Okay, when does it begin? When I arbitrarily want to give the child rights.
Right. It depends on if I want to kill that particular child.
How about Obama's, is it Obama's science czar, Holdren?
Who,
you know, these guys, they want to do forced abortions and
sterilizations.
And we've got liberal ethicists who want to be able to kill the baby in the first 30 days after it's born.
All to save the planet. You know why, Bob? It's because a planet.
They're dirt worshippers.
A planet's an awful lot easier to take care of than a baby. All you have to do is go and lecture people and do cap and trade, raise money. And that's not nearly as difficult
they're
as taking care of a baby.
They want to save the whales.
Right.
Be a hero, save a whale, save a baby, go to jail.
Wow.
Right? So, well, Doug, how about this from RH Reality Check? This is by Wendy Norris.
More from RH Reality Check? I thought they thought that we were just a fringe group.
Person state law campaigns attract. Attract new faces.
Okay.
So Wendy is scientifically challenged. You know, I don't know how old Wendy's child was when she aborted her baby.
It's hard to say.
I don't know how old. But this article here, Wendy Norris, she quotes me, Doug, at the end of it. And let's see. Said Bob Enyart.
Oh, they quote you.
Yeah, Bob Enyart. So many pro-lifers over a period of 30 years have been taught by example. From National Right to Life, don't mention God, don't quote the Bible. We're going to win this on the laws of science, but the problem with that is the laws of science don't use the terms right and wrong. By the laws of science, you can't prove that the Holocaust was wrong, so right and wrong come from God.
Wow.
And Wendy ends her article, look for more state updates on the personhood movement in the coming weeks. She knows there's a lot going on.
Well, you know what? I want to ask our audience, because this is a spiritual battle. Now that Person is launching in California,
yeah,
I am gonna dedicate a daily prayer effort that influential people, more people are going to hear about this because it's California than ever before.
Right.
We need to pray that influential people who hear about this, we need to pray that the Spirit of God will move on those people.
Doug, the LA Times today, September 28th, on their personhood, California personhood amendment effort, they say this year, for the first time since Gallup started polling people in 1995 on this question, they said whether people identify themselves as pro-life or pro-choice, this year for the first time a majority of Americans picked pro-life.
Wow.
And the big shift is away from people who said it should always be legal to people who said it should never be legal to kill a child in the womb. That's where the big numbers shifted. So it's going to personhood. Doug, our telethon, we have on KGov on the homepage.
Oh, the telethon. We can't forget about the telethon.
We have a list, the state by state, which states have given to the Bob and Your Live telethon to keep us on the internet.
You know, there are a number of people out there who have thought about or even said that they want to help us this month.
We're at $26,350. The goal is $40,000.
We've kind of stalled out there at the $26,000.
We have 3 days left today and two more days.
For all you people who've been thinking about it, who want to help, we've only got
3 days.
3 days left. Today, we need you to help now. We need the help. If we miss this goal, Bob, I would hate to see us lose the internet arm of this ministry.
Well, KGov.com, that's what this telethon is for each September.
It would be devastating.
If you go to KGov.com, and you know, Doug, getting a domain name with only four letters, that's hard to do.
Yeah. We were ahead of the curve. Yeah.
We staked out our internet territory years ago.
1998.
And KGov has seeded the personhood message to tens of thousands of Christians in this country and even abroad.
Amen.
For all those years, nonstop.
Yeah.
And now we've got, you can look at your state and see how much your state, like Maryland, $1,000.
That's pretty good.
Iowa, zero.
What's up in Iowa?
I don't know what's up in Iowa.
What's up with the people in Iowa?
South Dakota, $1,680.
South Dakota comes in ahead of Iowa.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Well.
And West Virginia, zero. So it goes state by state, and you'll see the states that have really given a lot.
800-836-9278. Call and help with the telethon today. We're running out of time.
Please do. Please help. 800-836-9278. Or you could give online at KGov, KGOV.com, and Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada with a great school. May God bless you.